What's going on, you beautiful people? This is another episode of the Sirhan soundtrack that is extra special because it is the full, unedited conversation between me and my beautiful wife, Amelia. Now, if you saw this vlog, it was all about work-life balance. It started with me boxing in the middle of Canal Street, running around. And then we got real deep in the car, and I didn't think we were going to, but my wife just totally opened up and destroyed me a little bit. But we had to edit that whole conversation down a little because otherwise the vlog would have been like 10 hours long. And so here you have it. This is the full unedited version of that conversation about this whole work-life balance thing. And I think the vlog gave a lot of value to a lot of you. So I wanted to share that full conversation in the hopes that you can get even more perspective and value from it. And after you listen, always remember, hit me up on Twitter or Instagram or in my email. I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear what you take away from it. I hope you enjoy it. Ready, set, go.
Would you ever retire and go to Montana, Ryan?
Probably.
No, you wouldn't. You'd say that all the time.
One day.
You're lying.
One day.
You always say you're going to do these things, and then you're like, oh, I could work until I'm
80. I always say I'm going to retire and go to Montana. I'm not retirement age.
Yeah, but even when we talk about retiring, you don't want to retire. You're probably going to keep working until you're...
Until Zena takes over
70s.
The business. No, Zena's going to take over the business.
I think you're going to work until you're early 70s.
No.
Yep. Definitely.
But I'll, like, have my ranch. I don't know if I'd want a ranch. Like, do I really seem like the kind of person that wants a ranch?
Probably not. Maybe a beach house in Greece?
Yeah, sure. I'll do that. That's kind of why I married you. The prospects of a cool retirement on the beach in Greece was way better for me than, like, you know, a two-family in Connecticut.
Amelia, what do you think about Ryan's work-life balance?
He has no work-life balance.
Whoa.
You don't have any work-life balance.
What does that even mean?
It's exactly what I said. You don't have it. You don't know how to balance work and life.
That's not true. That goes against everything that I've ever said. I think I balance them pretty well. You're with me right now.
It doesn't matter. You can edit things out. You don't balance things that well.
What do you think I put first, work or life?
Work.
That's not true.
100% true.
I don't think so.
Yes, but I do believe that you are young and it's the time for you to do that. And I do believe that these are the most creative years in your life.
It's gonna be real dark here for a second, so hold on.
Yeah. So I do think that you're young and I do think that these are the most creative years of your life. And if you're gonna do anything and work hard, it should be now. And Zena's young and even when you see her in the morning, it's a big deal for her. It's like super exciting and it makes her happy. And then spending some time with her on the weekend is also awesome.
Was I not just with you and the baby for a little while?
Yeah, but I'm saying that you're not gonna
Are you not with me right now?
You're not gonna have well this is the only way. If I put a camera in your face and you put me in a car, that's it.
Whoa.
That's what happens. I don't think it's realistic for you to be telling people that 100% there's work-life balance. When you're doing all these things, when you're trying to build something, in the beginning it's going to be hard, and that's why the partner you choose is very important.
Yes.
And I think it makes you really happy, so I think this is the time for you to do it.
Am I the best partner ever?
You are the best partner.
Record that. Are you recording?
Sometimes when I want to kill you.
You can't see it, but you can hear it.
But
it's really dark.
Well, you can see
yeah, you really believe that you can have work-life balance? I think you need to be honest. Otherwise, people will never, they'll always aspire to have that sort of thing, and it doesn't exist. You can't. You're going to have to sacrifice some things. And you don't. You don't sacrifice your exercise. You don't sacrifice work. You know? So those are your priorities.
What was that movie? What was that show we watched? The Descendants, the Despicables, the Deplorables, the one on HBO, that four-part documentary?
I'm pretty sure it was not The Deplorables.
What was it?
I don't know.
The one about Jimmy Iovine.
Oh.
His wife was like, I realized later that I could either have a husband or I could have a genius. Can't have both.
Yeah, I believe that. I think it's hard. Are you saying you're a genius?
Are you saying I'm a genius? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. funny. I think you're going to have to adjust your, you know, what you prioritize as Zena gets older, where she's going to understand that you're not around. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing, like quality time versus quantity. Just going to have to make that work.
Mm-hmm. Zena's going to ride shotgun. Zena's going to be next to me telling us where to go, directing Yuri. Like, Yuri, take a left.
Yuri, do you have any thoughts on Ryan's work-life balance?
Just wait till we get out of town. We're not going to use it.
It's too dark here.
They spend too much time together. This is their work-life balance.
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing? I sit with Ryan all day long.
Yeah. Ryan's with Yuri all day. There's a work-life. That's who you spend the most time with, Yuri. Oh my God, Ryan, that's what I'll do. I'll just hop in the car with you in between appointments and we'll spend time together.
There we go.
That's what we'll do.
So how do you think I am at a work-life balance?
How are you with work-life balance?
Yeah, that's what Jack wants to know about today.
Oh, truthfully.
Am I not balancing you right now?
I don't think that you have great work-life balance, but I don't think you do. I don't think you know how to yet.
How could I do better?
I almost feel like that's just not who you are. I feel like you're not that type of person. I feel like you... I don't know if you're going to change later in your life, but you love what you do so much. So it's for you, that is a part of who you are, a part of your life. That's your source of happiness. That's so you're not really working. You don't feel like you're working. That's why you do it for so many hours. So in a way, maybe for you, you are balancing life and work because it's a part of your life. But in terms of what, family, personal, is that what you mean?
I don't know, Jack. What do you want her to talk about?
Is there anything that most people don't know?
I think he's very true to who he is. I think what he shows is who he is. I mean, aside from, you know, private moments in his life, but he's very much honest in who he is. He's a very, very devoted person to his craft and what he loves, and he gets excited. And, you know, very early on in our relationship, I couldn't understand it, and then time I've learned to get it, and I appreciate that so much about him because he's so passionate about what he does. And I once saw this thing in a French film where the man said to the woman, to his wife, that what you love most in a person is also the thing that's the most that makes you sad or not makes you sad or can make you mad.
Really?
And It's kind of true. I mean, the biggest thing that I have is that we don't see a lot of each other or that I miss him. But I love so much about him that he's this passionate person and how he lights up when he talks about projects and this and media and all that sort of thing. And, you know, he's always been that way. So I can't fault or be upset about knowing that he's doing something that he enjoys so much. So, but in terms of ever since we had a baby, I think he has been trying a lot more to be home for her, you know, or to, even if it's for, you know, an hour in the morning. And for him, that is a big thing to be home with her for that, or to take off for a Saturday. I know that's crazy, but he works 7 days a week, and if he could, he'd probably work 8 days a week. But
is there an eighth day that I forgot about?
But the fact that he gives up on a Saturday to his family, I think, is a lot for him. And I think in relationships and in life, things ebb and flow, right? You gotta be flexible. You can't be so strict in timing and everything, and you gotta understand that there will be years that are gonna be crazy, and there are going to be years that Ryan's devoted so much to building something, and, you know, later in life maybe there'll be the time where I will be focused on building something, or, you know, you take it as it comes. And I think the success in, I guess, in work-life balance and in relationships and family and all that is that you are able to evolve and grow with your partner and have that flexibility. I think if you're very set in your ways and very, very strict and you don't kind of go with it and learn, then that's where I think you reach problems, and then yeah, then you start to feel resentful and bitter and all these sort of things. And I think he's slowly getting better at communicating more. And I have, I think, a lot more in saying, hey, I kind of really want this. And he's very, very good at responding to that. And so I think it's a partnership. You got a team. You got to kind of have to work together. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to kill him sometimes. I do. But that's actually pretty rare. And I think the thing that he needs to improve the most is that when he is taking time off or when he is doing something, he has to learn in that time to be present for himself. Not just for me, not for Zena, not for anybody. I think he has to, otherwise you don't really switch off and you don't really enjoy what you're doing, and then there's no point. I'd rather he go back to the office and do the things that he wants to do. I've never in my life met a person that's so excited about cleaning email or being in his office.
Inbox zero is really important. It's a real thing.
It's the most excited I've ever seen him. But that ability to switch off. So the way I like it is if I book a vacation way in advance, then I get some time frame where he'll actually focus and be present and enjoy life.
The calendar's important.
Yeah, but I think you need to improve on that.
Okay.
I think that was pretty awesome.
That's pretty great, Puff.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll edit out all the stuff that makes me sound bad.
Puffer, I think you need to be honest. Why? You shouldn't be selling this crazy dream to people. It's like women who say you can have it all, you can do it all. You can't. I think you need to learn to be okay with not giving 100% to every single thing in your life. We're human beings. We can't.
I think communication is a big part of it too, right?
Absolutely.
So it's like, it's not like I wake up every day, go off to work, come home, and don't tell you why I go to work or what I'm working on or what's going on. Like, you know what I'm doing. You know, like, you know what I do every day. You understand what we're doing it for, what the plan is, what the goals are. We have our dreams and, you know, ideas for what we want the future to look like, and kids and Zena now and all that. Like, it's not like I get up, go to the bank, come home, and I'm like, don't talk to me about my work, right? What is that, Godfather, Al Pacino? Like, don't you talk to me about my work.
I do think, though, that you, as a couple, you need to have the same goals. You don't, and you're not on the same page.
It doesn't work.
And also, I think
if you just wanted a white picket fence and you wanted to be in the suburbs,
right,
our relationship wouldn't work.
Yeah, but I also think that the goal, and every couple makes their own rules, but I don't think the goal would work if it was just making money, because I think then I wouldn't get it. I'd probably be like, all right, we have, you know, you need to learn to stop. When is enough? You know, and I don't think that's the figure or the number or something is what would make me more understanding. I think what makes me more understanding, or I get it, or sometimes I nudge you and push you, is, you know, knowing that you're doing things that really make you happy. And I think very early on in your relationship, if you have that conversation of where is it, what how do you see your life, and you are on the same page, I think that's very important. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you have to evolve. You have to grow with a person. If you don't, then at some point, you're always going to reach a point where you're going to be upset, or one partner is going to feel left out or something. I do think you're really good at talking about things, or involving me, or making me a part of it, and that's nice. But I do think that before we had Zena, we kind of said, you know, even when we were about to get married, like, where, you know, what are we doing as a couple professionally, and what are we doing, you know? And I decided really early on that I wasn't gonna pursue a crazy career while starting a family, and that maybe later in life that's gonna be my time. But
and then I'll raise the kids.
No, you won't raise the kids. I love being with my baby.
We should do a day where we trade lives.
Oh my God, we should.
I'll be at home with the baby all day. I'll be exhausted.
That means
and when you get home,
I would actually wear normal clothes. I would get my hair done. I would look like a human being. And I'd have conversations with adults. That'd be so much fun.
What are your conversations like now?
My day is like on a loop. My weeks are the same day over and over again.
We should do that. I would probably be really exhausted. And when you get home, I just want to talk to you. And you'd be like, I've had a lot to do today. We got a lot of people yelling at me. Could you just give me space? And then I'll just sit there by myself and I would just start thinking about Josh Brolin, which is what happens.
I don't think I ever pressure you in talking to me that much.
No.
I don't think I do.
Where's our baby now?
Unless I really have to say something, or I really have to, we have to make a decision about something, but you have it easy. You come home, you do what you want. Somebody makes your food or heats it up or whatever. I guess it helps that I'm so exhausted by the end of the day. So I'm like, all right, bye.
All right, everybody, that's it for this episode of Sirhan Soundtracks. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to know what you thought of this episode. So send me a tweet, leave me a comment on Instagram or Facebook. I want to know how this impacted you. You can also email me, ryan@ryansirhant.com. I love getting all your emails. Thanks for listening so much. I will see you soon. And as always, ready, set, go.